Welcome to Grasping the Word. Our verse of the week for September the 5th is Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. I think the question today is, what is it that we are following? Are we being driven by the desires and passions of the natural man? If so, we are being led away from Jesus Christ. Galatians 5 revealed the fruit of the Spirit and informed us that the flesh lusteth against the Spirit, and that the Spirit and flesh are contrary one to the other. Verse 17. On the other hand, if you are led by the Spirit, you will walk in the Spirit. Verse 16. And you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Next week's verse, Galatians 5, verse 25, says, if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. Romans chapter 8, beginning at verse 12, declares, therefore, brethren, we are debtors, not to the flesh, to live after the flesh. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. Our verse of the week clearly identified that they that are Christ as having crucified the flesh with the affections and lusts. Romans 8, verse 14, which we just read, identified as many as are led by the Spirit as being the sons of God. It is imperative to understand that those who belong to Jesus Christ live in the flesh, but do not live according to the flesh. Case in point, the Apostle Paul stated to the Corinthians of some which think of us as if we walked according to the flesh. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. And in Romans chapter 8 and verse 1, Paul said, there is now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. To belong to Christ, to be the sons of God, or to be in Christ Jesus, all have the same connotation in three different references. They are those who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Writing of Galatians chapter 5 and verse 24, commentator T. George wrote, crucifixion of the flesh is described here not as something done to us, but rather something done by us. Believers themselves are the agents of this crucifixion. Paul was here describing the process of mortification, the daily putting to death of the flesh through the disciplines of prayer, fasting, repentance, and self-control. Further, George said, the basic demand of Christian discipleship is that we take up our cross daily and follow Christ, Luke 9:23. Paul stretched this metaphor further by saying that we must not only take up our cross and walk with it, but actually see that the execution takes place. The mortifying work of self-crucifixion is a continuous, lifelong process. For this side of heaven, we dwell in mortal bodies and are bound by inordinate desires. The only thing lost in our self-crucifixion is the affections and lust of the flesh. This is not a loss. This is a win. I like the way that Paul said this in Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet, not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. The song that I have thought of in association with this verse is an old song sometimes we sang as children, Walking with Jesus. It simply says, walking in the sunlight, walking in the shadow, walking every day, walking all the way, walking in the sunlight, walking in the shadow, walking with Jesus alone, walking with Jesus, walking every day, walking all the way, walking with Jesus, walking with Jesus alone. Let's pray together. Lord Jesus, today I want to thank you for giving us your Spirit that can lead us and guide us in the ways of truth. I pray, Lord Jesus, that you will give me strength each day to crucify the desires and affections of my fleshly nature and to walk in your Spirit. Let my relationship with you be such that I can produce the fruit of the Spirit and positively affect a closer walk with you, better relationship with others, and that I would develop patience, meekness, and temperance in my own being. In the name of Jesus.